AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Today is a great day for America.
President Biden spoke at the White House after the CDC took a major step in changing mask guidelines.
When your country asked you to get vaccinated, you did. The American people stepped up.
More from the AP's Sagar Magani.
The CDC has eased guidelines for fully vaccinated Americans, saying they can stop social distancing and wearing masks outdoors in crowds and in most indoor settings.
You can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic.
Director Rochelle Walensky calls it an exciting and powerful moment, one that quickly spread at the White House, where fully vaccinated staffers were told masks are no longer required. The guidance still calls for everyone to wear masks while traveling and in places like hospitals, but it's expected to clear the way for reopening workplaces, schools, and other venues. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden says he doesn't think the Russian government was behind the cyber attack of the Colonial Fuel Pipeline. It's back up and running. The president does think those who did it are Russian.
That's where it came from. We're from Russia. We have been in direct communications with Moscow about the imperative for responsible countries to take decisive action against these ransomware networks.
Lawmakers in Texas gave final approval to ban abortions after as early as 6 weeks before many women even know they're pregnant, and allow private citizens to enforce the rule through civil lawsuits against doctors and others. Philadelphia's top health official was forced to resign after the mayor said he learned human remains from the 1985 bombing of the headquarters of a black organization, MOVE, had been cremated and disposed of without notifying family members. After three straight losing sessions, stocks finished higher today, the Dow up 433 points. This is AP News. The trial of three former police officers in connection with the death of George Floyd is being delayed.
The trial of three former Minneapolis police officers charged with aiding and abetting in George Floyd's death has been pushed back to March of next year. Judge Peter Cahill said he changed the trial date so the federal case can go forward first. One legal expert said the postponement could mean the former officers are talking about a plea deal. The three were supposed to face trial August 23rd. The officer's co-defendant, Derek Chauvin, has already been convicted on murder and manslaughter counts, and all four officers also face federal charges that allege they violated Floyd's civil rights during his May 25th arrest. I'm Shelley Adler.
Their attorney says Netflix Tiger King star Jeff Lowe and his wife are willing to give up their big cats to resolve a Justice Department civil complaint against them over the animals' care. Lowe took over the Greater Wynwood Exotic Animal Park from founder Joe Exotic in 2016. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.